Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about It's Jack Thursday, and you have to start somewhere. Jill and I just started doing Jack Thursday and Jill Friday, and all of our people, our Land Academy employees, love it. For some reason, it's getting a lot of, it's generating a lot of questions. It's clarifying a lot of things in a, you know, in a human perspective instead of talking about data and real estate and mail and stuff like that. So you got to start somewhere. And this is a culmination of me being in this business since the early 90s and all this gray hair that you see. And then Jill and I starting Land Academy in early 2015. So we've got a good 6 years, a good full 6 years of experience teaching people. I'm starting to feel like we know what we're doing, sorta. Are you?
Your hair's not that gray.
That's what you got out of that.
That's
whole thing.
What I got out of that.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com community. It's free. And if you're already a member, join us on Discord, please.
Luke wrote, mailed a bunch of commercial vacant properties across a couple of states, most all of the West. Maybe not all of the West, but in the West. Got it. Boy, got a lot of them accepted. I'm dreaming of building warehouses, fast food, Dollar General, tractor supply store, gas stations, auto repair shops, storage, trailer parks, medical, etc. This is all commercial stuff here. Not much of any multifamily or office space looking ones. I would have guessed it was going to be all office space looking commercial land, taking me up on my offers. Interesting. Trying to verify lots of the pricing on these with third-party brokers. I think I'm in over my head. Looking for the sweet, obvious ones that are just priced way wrong. I'm sure they're in here. You know, it's funny. I was just reading an article on this about with the whole 2020, how the year went, everybody working from home and now staying at home. There's still a huge office component. I am seeing and hearing office space not going away. And if anything, it might even be maybe a little bit better, because those dear, sweet people who still want office space now are wanting more room. It's the days of cramming people in one room and cubicle after cubicle after cubicle might be gone.
I read a similar article that said, we all know what happened in 2020. And despite that, institutional landlords, specifically multifamily, are killing it. They had the best year ever.
Yep.
So where's the tragedy?
I know. So I love this, though. So what Luke is talking about is, hey, I went into it thinking I was going to get all the office stuff. I didn't.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, this is such a new venture for me. So I'm just looking for the low-hanging fruit, which I totally get. And I'm sure they're in there. Yeah, grab them and go and then figure it out. He's very good at that. That's one thing about this person. Luke's nuts.
Luke Smith.
He's nuts.
If you follow... land investing and the people that are involved. Luke's one of our
long-time members.
He's like number 22 or something like that. And he's taken Land Academy to a place I don't even know where it would go. And he's fearless.
Yeah.
And so he obviously sent out a massive mailer.
Yeah.
To commercial property owners, which Joe and I have done full shows and mailers on it and had a lot of success with it.
Love it.
So
you can get some good numbers in commercial stuff.
We've got a crazy commercial stuff. Piece of property in Sonoma County right now that I expect will generate a pretty tremendous amount of money. Cool. Today's topic is Jack Thursday. You got to start somewhere. This is the meat of the show. Surprise, surprise, I'm going to tough love this a little bit. You have to start this. I don't care how far out of your comfort zone you are. You have to just get started. And it might be painful and look ugly and you might get yelled at and all of it. But if you made it this far where you're listening to these podcasts and you're joined or are thinking of joining our group and you understand the data component, and Jill's going to talk about the people component of this business tomorrow. If that's all kind of jiving in your head, you just got to get it started. Don't let fear, don't let emotion be involved in this at all. Tony Robbins is famous for saying the single biggest thing that stops people from being who they really are and reaching their potential is emotion. And I mean any kind of emotion, anger, fear, happiness, drunkenness, celebratory, anything. All that stuff gets in the way of being emotionless and efficient and getting this stuff done. But you have to start. You have to start by picking a county and pricing it.
Remember I did that. I used to do those on Facebook Live a couple years ago. I had a weekly show on there, and that was my tagline at the end. I was really trying to reach out to the beginners and help overcome these hurdles. And so at the end of my every show, I said, I'm here to help you get started, because that's the hardest part. And I mean that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was my little slogan at the end, like, you're not alone in your real estate ambition. So, because it is the hardest part for people sometimes, even, you know, just pushing that button. Because there's so many, I don't know if it's a fear of the unknown, because I don't think that's, I want to sound like a professional. I don't want to make a mistake and buy something wrong. You know, there's all kinds of things that are sure running through your head before you do this. But the good news is, having this group and this community, I had no idea it would grow into this too. We did not set out.
Oh man,
it's so funny. We didn't set out knowing we were going to have a community.
Yeah.
The community said we want a community.
That's what happened.
Yeah, we're like, all right, I guess we're all going to do this together. I didn't know we were going to do this all together, and here we all are. And it's what a wonderful thing, because I can tell people, like, look, don't worry. I tell everyone here, I'm going to tell you, like I tell our kids, we're not going to let you fall that far. But you have to ask. I'm not going to babysit you. I'm not going to micromanage you, you know, but if you have a question, I don't care what it is. It's not stupid and it's not too small. Just ask it. We're here, but you got to get going.
One thing I noticed with our own kids and with a lot of people recently is that they think everything's supposed to be perfect right out of the box. And I think that's my generation had that because television made everything looked so pretty and easy. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up watching people surf and, you know, picking up a guitar and then 10 seconds later on the show, they're kicking out of tune. And that's just not how life is. This generation has to endure 10 times that, maybe 100 times that, with the silly internet and YouTube and all of this noise about how everybody in these
how early easy and great things are.
Yeah. And fast.
Yeah, you too can have one of those stupid money shooting machines. That's dumb. And sit on a Lamborghini. That's dumb. It really is. Do you know what we should do? I was just thinking, we should make it a game. Our next new accountability group, the game should be, how fast can you fail? Let's brag about it. We need to get those first couple failures out of the way. They're going to happen. Just be ready for them.
Well, Matt yesterday is an aerospace engineer. He's a rocket scientist. If you go through, get a master's degree in something like that, or you have any type of technical background, you know what it takes to study. You don't breeze through programs like that, or like accounting. You study,
right?
And you have to put your time in, and you're going to fail at it. You're going to get some C's along the way. Whoever started this, you need 4.0. I want to crush that person.
I know.
Because it's so silly. That's just not, perfection is not why we're here. We're not here to send out a perfect mailer or price it perfectly or be perfectly successful. We're here to trip over our own feet as much as is required until you start to have a little bit of success and then some more success and maybe some medium amount of success. And then maybe you can actually feed yourself and fill in the blanks from there until, you're where you want to be from a financial standpoint, up to and including a couple million bucks a month. We have many members that are doing that. But Matt's been doing this for 4 years. He's finally got a team that is allowing him to approach addressing his W-2 job. 4 full years.
He did the slow, methodical, good, solid, not go crazy way. You don't have to spend 4 years on it. But
I
think
I would choose that way over the just.
Oh yeah, then that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's good, consistent growth, that kind of a thing. No, I'm not poo-pooing it. I think it's great, but I just want to, you know.
Well, he chose that way. Like, what other choice is there? Because you implied there's a faster, easier way.
Go nuts, Luke Smith it.
Yeah, or Jill DeWitt it.
Yeah,
that's what she means. So this is a huge fan of sending out 10,000 mailers and just dealing with what comes in.
I do. I'm okay.
And
with
she
that.
Will find a deal in there.
Oh, I will.
She'll pick through it. She'll sweet talk these people. She's going to talk about this tomorrow.
I do things a little bit backwards sometimes.
And that's okay. I mean, that's what makes us good partners, I think.
I almost bite off a little more than I can chew at times, because then I pull myself up to, you know, the occasion.
If you want to ensure your success, mm-hmm. and you can follow through, bite off more than you can chew, but follow through and deal with it. Are you out of your comfort zone on the phone with these people anymore?
I got to tell you, I love the fire hose. I know. Some people freak out about it. Man, I love the fire hose effect, sincerely. And here's why. It's so much easier to sift through 50 phone calls and letters and put them all into a spreadsheet, spend the weekend, put them all in the spreadsheet, line them all up, do all the 5 A's, figure out which are the best ones, pick the cream of the crop and buy those. You're going to sleep great. Because you know, I reviewed 50. I picked the best 3. These things are awesome. I have no concerns.
Yeah, those are amazing numbers.
Right? Versus.
You're going to get wealthy.
Right?
If you do that
approach. And that's the fire hose effect. That's the fire hose. Like, just go for it and have so much to look for. Versus, shoot, I only got 3 back. Darn, I
only got 3 back because I only sent out 1,500 units.
Or 600.
Yeah.
Or something. And like, shoot, now I got to, all right, which is the best? Well, that's better than that one. And that's better than that one. I'm still not sure about this part of it, but, well, I only got the 3, so I got to do something here. I don't want to waste my money. You know, you need to spend out more mail. It's just, your life is just so much easier. So that's why I like that way.
You got to start somewhere. I can't say it a simpler, shorter sentence. And there's something stopping you. So maybe that's where you start. Find out what's stopping you and address that.
Thank you. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called It's Jill Friday. And she's going to talk about the people side of the real estate, of the real estate business. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I overlooked the entire side of people when I started this in the early 90s. And we didn't join forces until 2009-ish. Mm-hmm. And I just was I realized I was sleeping for almost 20 years. I didn't realize what we were missing from a money standpoint and an enjoyment standpoint. And it actually planted the seeds to start Land Academy way back then.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us. Check out offers2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know, as it is our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.